Hi, this is Brian Hindenburger, and this is Buzz Touch Designs Podcast, podcasting in Central Oregon. Visit us online at buzztouch.com. Well, today is Valentine's Day, and I am sitting with a special guest, my wife.
Hello.
Shannon Hindenburger. Welcome to Buzz Touch Designs Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to the studio, which is actually in our spare room. So today is Valentine's Day, and we decided yesterday that we were going to celebrate anti-Valentine's Day. What is anti-Valentine's Day?
It's a day that you celebrate it not being Valentine's Day. I guess that's the best way to describe it. We used to throw these parties a few years ago from when I was single, and we'd be inviting people that we know that are single and having just a big blowout, and it ended up turning into kind of a drunk fest, so I guess that's not the most positive thing. But we would call it Anti-Valentine's Day, and we team up with the radio station, and since we've been married, we really haven't celebrated Valentine's Day. I'm saying we have celebrated Valentine's Day. I was just thinking that. What did we do last year?
I think we went out to dinner. Didn't we go out to dinner?
I don't remember.
We went out to dinner yesterday, which is, I mean, if anyone is set up a reservation, they'll know that pretty much every fine dining restaurant out there in Bend and in Central Oregon in general is booked. And so that, which was a positive side of celebrating anti-Valentine's Day. We went to Kababa yesterday, and
I have their menu right here, and their motto is modern Middle Eastern foods. And I was pretty jazzed when I saw that this place had opened, because there's really not a Middle Eastern place in town that serves wonderful hummus or a falafel or even kebabs. So
that's what we had. Just we shared a what did we have?
We had the meza, which is a combination of kebabs, falafel, hummus, baba ganoush, rice, tahini, and their pitas were to die for. They were like the size of a medium pizza.
Yeah, they look like a tortilla.
I wonder if they sell them. I wonder if you can call and say, I want 10 pitas.
Well, they were great. You mentioned while we were eating it, it was probably one of the most healthiest meals we could eat.
Yeah, because hummus is full of chickpeas and olive oil, and baba ganoush is basically just roasted eggplant in tahini sauce. And you just dip it with the pita, which was the best part of the meal, I think. But the other really good thing about it is really affordable.
Yeah.
For two, it was $19.99 to share that, and then we also got a bottle of wine for $11. I think our bill was $33 when we left.
I wasn't that impressed with the bottle of wine, but I was impressed with the price, definitely. And in the environment, I was expecting, you know, with all these high-end restaurants, I was expecting, you know, it was almost a cafeteria-like setting where you walk up to the, or deli type of setting where you walk up and you say, okay. But the service there was fantastic. Let me tell you, they were
really attentive. They were right there every few minutes, and the place was packed, and it looked like they only had two servers for the little two-room house it's in on Newport Ave. So, but the other things they have on their menu that look really good, or they have rolled pita sandwiches, and they have this chicken shawarma, and it's basically chicken with rolled in hummus and garlic sauce and then rolled up into a pita. That sounds really good. And they also have lamb shawarmas too, and they have a bunch of salads and your typical Middle Eastern appetizers like hummus, baba ganoush, falafel, and the spinach pie. And you had a baklava to end your meal.
Yeah,
I'm not a big baklava fan, but
I remember where I had it before. If anybody doesn't know what baklava is, it's a pastry. It seems to have like a million layers, and it has fig and honey. It's a very healthy dessert. But yeah, so if we had to give Shannon, if you had to give them a score of A, B, C, or D, or F, or you could include minuses and pluses, what would kebabs have?
They'd get an A in my book because they're affordable. It's not really expensive at all, and the food was really good. You had said it's like a symphony in your mouth when you were eating it.
It was.
I mean, you said something last night that just put it all together.
It was definitely flavorful, and that's one thing I love about Middle Eastern food. It just I know how to smack the taste buds around.
That's what you said, smack the taste buds around. And you were in the Middle East when you were in the Navy, so yeah. You've actually had Middle Eastern food.
Yeah, I have, I was actually what was it? The olive leaves wrapped in rice,
and I don't know what that's called.
And you dip that in yogurt, but I don't know either. But I'd have to give it a B+ because I was looking forward to that, and I don't even know if that's Middle Eastern. It might be Mediterranean or Egyptian. I have no idea. But so I don't want this to go on too long. Thanks for joining us here on the Buzz Touch, and you know, maybe in the future we could talk about different restaurants we go and have a. This might be a good thing for us.
You know, I think we should go review the Portella Wine Cafe.
Okay.
Remember, it's that place with the bruschetta, and they have a happy hour, a wine happy hour from 11 to 2. Maybe that's what we should do, because I'm actually unemployed for 3 days this week.
Yeah, she's celebrating. Shannon just is in between jobs, and she starts her new job next Monday, so she's enjoying her... her time of being unemployed.
Well, yeah, I'm enjoying it by cleaning the Jeep and else are we doing?
House.
That's how I'm enjoying.
They don't care about
that. Maybe we should go to the Portella Wine Cafe.
Okay, yeah, folks, we're gonna go to Portella Wine Company and don't tell anyone, but we're gonna start. I think Shannon and I are gonna start doing secret reviews of the restaurants we go to. So and I'll slug it on the podcast. But have a great Wednesday. Hope this day is going well with you. And
see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Sienna, for joining us.